listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 guys, I'm back again. Hope you all had a great Mother's Day weekend. Lots of flowers, lots of candy, and lots of gifts, maybe some money, new shoes, who knows. Glad to have you back on this week. We got some catching up to do from last week. Last week we had a few disgruntled persons, you know, sending death threats and, you know, trying to do vandalism behind the scenes, prank callers, and so on. But we're going to move on with today's show because that's really more important than the people that don't want to see justice out here. So first, we're going to start back a little bit to where we left off with King Hill, a.k.a. King Mirandez, which, by the way, I got some feedback from a few people and they wanted to know why hasn't the media put this out in regards to King Mirandez is the actual person that's missing. Well, guess what, guys? Media outlets have gotten a memo as of yesterday about this last name, and I have asked them to move forward with making it public news for the people who has said, well, what does a last name have to do with it? Like I said previously in my first interview, if I have a missing child and I'm truly looking for my child's last name that's on the birth certificate will be known to the world, and especially detectives who are actively looking, especially the FBI, who's notifying me and saying, hey, my kid is deceased. And I would say, wait a minute, you're saying King Hill. King Hill's not his name. Automatically, I would be red flagged to intercept with that whole name of being King Hill. I would say, listen, his name is King Mirandez. His father is Joseph Bermudez. That's not the name, but I'm going to just go by that name. That's his father. He can be located here. Maybe he could have something to do with the disappearance of my son because he hasn't been an active party in my son's life. I'm not sure. Or maybe I would say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, guys. You know, I played a prank and the prank went too far and he's really not deceased. I did this because either one, I'm losing my mind, or two, I'm on something, or three, I just want to have kicks and giggles and make somebody else's life miserable because I want to see them in jail. You know, babysitter, jail. Okay, so moving forward from that, to the people that had questions about why is the last name so important? Last name is very important because if this kid is moving around through the airport or on a ferry, which from Miami, you can very easily take a ferry to Puerto Rico. They got the birth certificate. Last name is Mirandez. It's not Hill. So it would never red flag someone in that particular area who's never even heard the story about King Hill. So that's why the last name is very important. And for those people that did not think that this was important, ignorance really shines through. It's like written on your forehead, because I'm quite sure you as a parent, if the shoe was on the other foot, for sure you would make sure your kid's name is guaranteed mentioned, what the kid was wearing. You know everything from top to bottom. Not my kid never showed up, or I don't even know his last name. We call him this. This is his alias. We'll just name him this. King Hill, King of the Hill. That's what we'll name him. King of the Hill. Now, if in fact there was some foul play, and in fact there was a body surfacing to the top of the ocean, or in a suitcase, or in a trunk, or anywhere there. I mean, I've seen cases. I'll give you an example. Lacey Peterson, husband chops up the body, sets it out to sail, and guess what? It floats backwards. I've seen cases, Jeffrey Dahmer. You read up on this guy, it's like he burned bodies. And guess what? Godiva dogs went out and they scraped up teeth of these people. And guess what? They had actual proof of the deceased. In this case, it's hearsay. It's hearsay from others, which should never take a privy over someone's life that has to be incarcerated over it. So we're going to backtrack a little bit, because where we left off with is with cousin when his phone broke up, and he gave us some striking details about the night, the evening, let's say, of King, I'll say King, because I don't really like to address him as Hill out of respect, because that's not his birth name, but I'll address him as King. The evening that King disappeared, cousin made it very known. He broke up on the call about the concern that the babysitter, in fact, dropped King off to his mom. And more disturbing, cousin found it very weird for the mom to show up at the police station. Now, stepdad is there, babysitter's there, some other people are there. For mom to walk past like she didn't even know anybody. Mind you, she had no way to get to the precinct, and someone paid for her Uber to get there. If it was my kid, I would have ran there if I had to, naked, by the way. If it was my kid, because I'm a mother, I'm a different kind of mother. So, you know, it depends on the kind of mother you are and the kind of love you have for your children. So I would have ran to this police station naked, no shoes, no clothes. They would have probably arrested me en route. But then again, this is Philadelphia. So being naked and running the streets, I might have fit in with everybody else. Let's just say that. So a little disturbing with cousin, who is at this police department and is observing the behavior of the babysitter. And he's observing the behavior of the mother. And a little bit more disturbing is cousin said that when the babysitter, who was Tiana Parks, recognized the mother without him even saying, oh, there she is now, or there's King's mother, she immediately tapped him on his leg and said, that's who I dropped King off to. And meanwhile, here it is, a mother walking in, doesn't know anyone, not even a stepdad who's had him for 2 years of his life, walks past him, didn't even acknowledge his presence. Because had it been me and my kid is missing and he's in the care of the stepdad, which legally he's not a stepdad. Legally, he's just a regular individual, because stepdad means we were married at one time, which they were never married. So stepdad doesn't play a part. More of he took on the role of a father for King, because the father was absent. Not getting off track, but if someone walks past you and your kid is missing and they're the parent, wouldn't it kind of make you wonder, like, why is that person so calm? I would have been there with a baseball bat as soon as I got out of the car, trying to find out, okay, where's the babysitter? Where's the stepdad? Because, you know, no offense, but they're about to get beat down, because somebody's going to give me an answer today. And there's no tears. There's no crying. So that was a little disturbing to cousin, you know, about the caring of a parent of a missing two-year-old that you're saying you have not seen in about a month or two, and you are not hysterical trying to fight your way in. And, you know, like Mike Tyson in the ring with Holyfield, he bit his ear off. You know, that was a little headbutt. So you mean your two-year-old is missing and you're not fighting your way through the storm you know, waiting to be put in handcuffs because you're beating down the babysitter and you're like sideline beating down the AKA stepfather, you know, caretaker, babysitter, whatever he may have been. You're not asking anybody for any answers. So cousin was a little puzzled at that response, and he had some strong concerns about that. As a matter of fact, cousin went on to say, which we'll have cousin on the show pretty soon to join us to backtrack some things that I need clarity on. But cousin went on to say that the babysitter's relatives was also there, and they had some concerns. As a matter of fact, I believe it's a cousin and an aunt. They named her Redhead because she had red hair at the time, Sarita Hicks. She went on live while she was away in Florida and said, hey, listen, why would you want to do this to our family? Like, this girl is pleading on her vacation. Why would you want to do this when you know he was dropped off to you? And Sarita begins to get teary-eyed, like genuinely. And she said, all this time, this kid has been with us. He never got hurt. He never appeared missing. He was never declared deceased. He gets returned to his mother. And now they're saying he never was returned. You got this woman pleading, begging for you to come forward and say, okay, I give up. I made a mistake. I wanted to play a game on everybody. But in fact, the drama goes on. True or false, we don't know yet. We're still waiting for a body to surface. Let's just say that. But when you look at all the facts, of one main fact that the mother never gave the birth name on the birth certificate to the media, detectives, FBI, who was actively looking for this kid, not among the public and the activists, the leaders, the churches that all took out time from their day to make sure that they put in a good effort to ramble through the woods full of ticks to look for this kid. For you not to even give these people enough decency to give him the birth, to give up the birth name, to say, this is his name and I need your help. Now, the begging and pleading that Sarita did in order for the truth to come to light, you would have thought that she was King's mother. But instead, there was a live that was posted, you know, which cousin had mentioned that the mom may have been in fear that DHS was going to take her kids away. And she had mentioned, you know, why would you want to take custody of my kid when my kids are in my custody? So it appears that Sarita Hicks may have been speaking the truth. And this is what this station is about. Acknowledging the truth and bringing it forthright. Now, you know, it's been rumors of Marv's wife, different aliases, different names. Well, we could say the same thing. King Hill has another name as well. He has an alias as King Hill. Not King Mirandez. King Hill is his alias. Or we could say he has an alias of Bermudez. Or he has an alias of Carabello. Yeah, we don't know. Is his name King? Is his name Eric? Is his name Enrique? I mean, what is his name? Is his name Eric Joel? I mean, we don't know. Nor do we know the true whereabouts of where King was last. Was he in Philadelphia? Was he truly on 31st or 33rd in Diamond? Is that where he got dropped off at? Or was he, as they say, and I say they, media, he was long gone before then. But when they say that, makes me kind of wonder, because there's a neighbor that had, you know, camera system in front of his home. And he had his camera pointed towards Tiana Park's house. And according to him, according to the video surveillance that was turned over. So there's a lot of things that we got to look at before we pass judgment on people. You know, I've been seeing some of the blogs out here, Tiana Parks, accused murderer, and you got all these people bashing her. You know, self-hate is real. And everybody in that group, without knowing all the facts, you know, will side with the naysayers, and they will want to side with sick individuals who will say, you know, I'm going to go along with what the FBI says. The FBI says he's dead, so he's dead. Well, he may be or he may not be. But when you're a mother and you have a missing child and you leave out that one important detail, you know how they say a small lie is still a lie, no matter how small it is. So basically, you look at a person's credibility and you ask yourself, can this person be trusted with their word? I mean, Steve Wilkos had King Hill. I'm surprised they didn't do their proper investigation. I mean, he is a retired detective, so on and so forth. Never happened. It took a fake law enforcement to find out what the birth name was. We're gonna stick with that story. Fake law enforcement. Fake law enforcement also issues fake charges. You know, when you call up and you verify, hey, is this person real or are they fake? Because I got a call. So you got to be careful when you try to insinuate what's real and what's fake, because especially when it comes down to law enforcement and verifying, because it can definitely get you hemmed up in a bad situation. It's some facts that have not been presented in this case. And one important fact is there was some rumor that's in black and white about the brother having a driver's license registered to a different address that he doesn't live at. So there were some questions about that. And I'm not sure, true, false, indifferent. I guess we'd have to pull DMV records to see if that's accurate information, because we don't want to come up with any fake news. But I'm going to fast forward to the charges that are a public information, and anybody can look them up. The instrument that was used with intent has been withdrawn. Still, the young lady, Tiana Parks, is charged with murder. So, you know, we're not sure exactly what that means, but I know what withdrawn means. Withdrawn is to take away. So let's see where that falls at the end of the day. And like I said, that's public information. And we're going to follow up with the further information that we get on that driver's license situation, so we can try to narrow down suspects and victims in this King Hill case. Another thing that I want to touch on is the route of travel. Sometimes people can very easily escape with a child in Florida. Florida's a big place. And you start to wonder, when people have these beautiful homes that they live in and then they move into like a methadone trailer, you know, kind of makes you wonder, like, why would this person leave from one location to another. Like, are you hiding something, or are you hiding somebody? That is yet to be found out. But one thing I can tell you is, don't sleep on this case, people, and don't let this King Hill story die, because I'm not going to let it die until a body is resumed or he's brought back to safety. So I'm going to say, you know, we have to stick together as a whole and find out if King Hill was actually murdered, or was he taken? Because remember, there is still a biological dad out there that no one knows about. I mean, he wasn't created off of semen from the air. Okay. And, you know, the grandmother was very, very secure in her interview in saying that the gentleman who took care of him for 2 years was definitely not his father. And by the way, America, we know who the father is. So keep that in mind, that there's still the dad that no one knows about. You know, I hate to speculate and insinuate, but maybe he's a guy that was locked up. Maybe he finally got his life together and said, hey, let me go back and get my son. We don't know. But as Tiana Parks has said on her one phone call under someone else's name in the facility she was being held in, this will unravel itself. And this it will. And those who played a part in it will definitely suffer the consequences. And they will definitely be held accountable for wasting the government's time on investigating this case and wrongfully accusing someone of something they didn't do. And if they did do it, fine. But if they didn't, then, you know, that's a whole nother topic that's later to be discussed. What we need to do is stick to the facts of the case. And I'm not here to bash the mom, as I got a lot of messages. People were asking me, am I bashing the mom? I'm absolutely not bashing the mom. Sharing her irresponsibility? Hello. I'm guilty of that. Sharing the fact that she didn't care about the public or law enforcement's time by not revealing the last name? I'll eat that. I got a caller on that has a question for me. Caller, go ahead. How you doing today? Caller, are you on?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, caller. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Fine, thank you. I understand you have a question for me.
Yes, I do. I want to know, how could you be charged with a murder and possession of a weapon, and they throw the weapon out but consider to keep charging you with the murder? How is that possible?
Well, in these cases, and I'm not here to, you know, justify their reasoning on it, but in cases such as these, if the murder weapon holds no weight as far as any DNA evidence being suffice, usually is withdrawn. And if there is still a murder charge on the table, sometimes it can be an outlet for a potential lawsuit later on, wrongly accused.
But am I correct or am I wrong? If you charge with a murder weapon, and that murder weapon is supposed to be, you're supposed to be charged with the murder weapon, with that murder, and they throw out the murder weapon, how can you be charged with the murder? And the murder weapon that's supposed to have been used in the murder been tossed out. How's that possible? I really want to know, how is that possible?
It's been withdrawn, so I'm not sure how they plan on moving forward to prosecute the case if it's been withdrawn.
Okay. All right, that's all I have, though. That's all the questions that I have for today.
Okay, thank you, calling
I'll call back in.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's a little baffling to a lot of folks. You know, I'm not sure of the government's plan on how they're going to proceed. I know an election is coming up, so Philadelphians, you need to get out there and vote because you live there, you pay taxes there, you work there. Some things must change in Philadelphia. You know, there's a lot going on right now in Philadelphia. Senseless crimes, innocent people, guilty people, suspects, victims. We have them all at the end of the day. But proving the truth between the lies is what this show is about. And adding more clarity so the people can actually know this is what's going on right now, today. And like I said, some people had wanted to know why didn't the media make it public. I actually gave them supporting documentation to make it public. Mind you, I did turn this information over to detectives prior to the arrest of Tiana Parks, which I do have official receipts for. So they were very well aware of this name as well. And we all have spent significant time trying to find this kid, you know, Woods, the park. Misleading information from people that may or may have not been involved. You know, there were some people that came on the brothers. I believe it's his Instagram page. I have a copy of it that someone sent me that said, "You're looking for your nephew? I just seen him earlier today." So I don't know how that's even possible if he's actually deceased and missing and he's been missing long before he was reported missing. So if that is actual, I'm quite sure. And I also turned that over to detectives prior to the Tiana Parks arrest to let them see that it is confirmed that someone knows something. And they basically, they're just not saying. They're just not saying. And Cousin can add more clarity as he spoke to Tiana Parks directly one-on-one. And for some reason, he felt as though this was a, as he calls it, and it's not my words, it's his words, and he can come on and tell you himself. He felt like it was a janky prank from the baby's mother. He said because she appears to be that type. Now, it's not good to prejudge anyone, but
hello.
It's good to know that some people can see through the shenanigans with others. Let's just say that. Guilty or innocent, I'm not sure. Now, I think Cousin is trying to call in. That way we can get clarity. Cousin, are you?
I'm on the phone.
On, hey there, Cousin. How you doing today?
How you doing? How you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to add up a, you know, a couple of minutes of your time here today to add up some of the things that you had discussed prior on the show, which, because I don't like to put words in other people's mouths. Remember the conversation you had with me about you thought this was a prank because the baby's mother seemed to be like a janky, like, you know, a janky, pranky right. type of baby's mother.
Right, right. Vindictive, you know what I'm saying? Mad, you know, just willing to do things like that, man. Just the whole aura of her just gave off all of that. Like, you know, your first impression to your to somebody is usually your birth, your best impression. And she gave it off, man, whether it was good or not. But, yeah, for sure.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you remember the night that you were at the precinct with Tiana Parks and the baby's mother gets out the cab? What happened after she got out of the Uber? Did she say, hey, how you doing? Who are you? Why are you here? Where's my son?
No, none of that. We were standing out there in all paranoia. You got the young girl Tiana out there with her two siblings, the redhead and the thicker girl. And we all out there want to know where the baby mom is. And when she popped up at the precinct, she had an attitude. I didn't know who she was at first, but Tiana did. I waited till she got closer to see if I could recognize the tattoos on her cheek. When she got closer, she gave us all ignorant, grisly looks. No tears. No.
Wait. That she saw stepdad and didn't like try to choke him or question him or say, "Where's my son?"
Any of that. First of all, Tiana is out there crying. This is an upset moment. We all upset. We all like shooken up. This girl didn't get shooken up. She came right past everyone, and I was about to jump out at her and say, "Hey, like, you remember me? Your son be in my car. Like, you never really said nothing to me. I wanted to tell her, like, you never said nothing to me, but I'm so-and-so." You know, she didn't want to meet anybody. She walked straight past everybody, rolled her eyes, went to the precinct, talked to about six cops that was in there, and she gets in there and tells them whatever she want to tell them, and the conversation gets on about that Marvin isn't even the father. So she gets here, shocks us all, because this is the conversation. Now, the cops want to know why she want to bring this up now. Why do you bring this up now? That's irrelevant. But she keeps saying, well, he has nothing to do with anything because he's not the real father. Like, and I'm shocked. We had this boy for almost 2 years, been in my backseat, and we come pick him up. Now he ain't the father. Then who the father? I'm asking Mom, why would she come in and say that?
Cousin, there's something, pause for a second. There's something really weird about what you just said. What's weird to me is you're saying that Mar had this kid for almost 2 years?
Almost when we met him, he was a baby in a baby chair in Pampers. We walked into the gym and we said, "Hey, who these babies?" It was him and Denver. And we said, "King and Denver." We said, "Who these babies?" He said, "Hey, they my kids." And we said, "Well, what you babysitting?" He said, "Yeah, I got the kids." And, you know, we carried on, but we met him. He had a banky in his mouth. He grew up, went to walking, jumping off the boxing ring, letting weights fall on his hand without crying. He was growing up hard in the gym. We had no idea. And it's because he was really high yellow and Mar is dark skinned. That ain't appeared nothing to me. Me and my daughter mom is dark-skinned, and we got a light-skinned child. And that girl is light-skinned, the mother. She's high yellow to me, and Mar dark. So all I can say is that she took the complexion of the mother.
Let me ask you this.
This is what she wants to say.
Let me ask you this question, because there was another young lady that knew Marvin, I believe a friend of his, Frances Rivera, a.k.a. I believe her name was her lullaby name was Dolly. And she had a post that I do have a copy of that was sent to me that says that how could this girl say he's not the father when this kid has been with Marvin for over a whole year and she's never, ever met mom. And as a matter of fact, this kid was staying in her house, hanging out in her house. Matter of fact, her daughter was babysitting.
It's a Spanish chick, I think. I know you might be talking about, because I used to drop Coach off everywhere, because like I said, you know, if nobody don't know, you know, I was taking Coach around, you know what I'm saying, after his car went down, we was back and forth to the gym. So I believe I've been to this lady's house that you might be talking about, and yeah, I mean, she ain't lying, you know?
I believe her wholeheartedly, because I can't see someone saying, "Hey, listen," as a matter of fact, I think she got King's name tattooed on her. So I can't see someone tattooing a kid's name if you didn't have a genuine love for him or an attachment because you cared for him also at one time. So now you got a complete stranger. Mom doesn't know about, got my kid name and date of birth tattooed on you, but I've never met you. But I thought the mom had said before that, you know, she hops out of cabs or is it lifts, you know, she's met girlfriends before and she knows where, you know, she pops in on Marv with the kids and hey, I'm around, I'm back, I'm alive. You know, I thought that this was the case. So are you telling me you never had any conversations with mom and her kid is getting in your car?
No. And even with my son spoke to her because my son has manners. And when she went to put him in my back seat next to my son in the seatbelt, my son spoke and she rolled her eyes and didn't say anything. And Mar was sitting up in the front seat and my son looked at me like, hey, what'd I do? And I was like, don't worry. You know, I let him know, like, don't worry about it. Like, you know, a little eye signal, like, don't worry about it. You know, and later on, I'm like, man, she probably just mad at Mar. You know, that's how women get, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she probably just angry right now. And that's the excuse that I gave her. But I picked this boy up with him 2-3 times.
Well, cousin, let me ask you this.
And she never said anything.
Let me ask you this, because I remember you mentioned this. When King got into your car, now, mind you, stepdad is not a stepdad unless we're legally married. So we're going to say babysitter, right? Okay? So babysitter has King in your car. And I remember you said King didn't have any shoes on. So mom was aware that he got in with no shoes on with the babysitter?
No, that's what my son said. He was like, man, she put him in the back seat, half dressed, no clothes, don't get marred, nothing. And what's the free meals? I don't even know the name of the free meals. My son know the space lunches. That's what it's called. My son said she's giving him space lunches. I didn't know what a space lunch was, but he
what
did.
Is that? Is that like some bologna and bread floating? Space lunches?
That's a space lunch.
But and like a quarter water? Or was it even a quarter water in the bag? Or what was it?
What's the
ingredients in a space lunch?
I know he didn't eat it. Mar didn't let him eat it. So I know he didn't eat it. But that's what she threw back there with him. She used to
so,
bring him in
so
there with
mean
no
to tell
shoes,
me,
no clothes. I guess that's supposed to be getting some sneaks and clothes, which he do. He come
you,
back
you,
home.
You mean to tell me? You mean to tell me the babysitter, who's not the biological dad, who's not even the legal stepfather, you got somebody passing their kid off to them, no sneakers, half dressed, space lunch, and saying, "Okay, guys, have a good day."
Hey, listen, when you say it like that. At this point that we know that Mar ain't the dad and she goes off and splattered everybody all on the other podcasts, all on the news and the Steve Wilkos that she was on, keep talking about Mar ain't the dad. She hitting us with a body blow that made us throw up because
okay,
we crying
what about, for this boy. What about, hold on, cousin. What about you finding out King's real name, like his birth name? How do you feel about that? Do you feel bamboozled somehow?
Yeah, I feel bamboozled because, first of all, we was out here, regardless if they know or not, we had our own little search thing going on. We had our own T-shirts. We all had our own memorial and gathering services. And we out here crying with King Hill on the shirt and the news. How? Unorganized and unprofessional that a newscast didn't even do their homework. That lets you know the news is phony. That
well,
gave me
you,
a great a notion that the news really makes up things and phony and only go on hearsay, she say shit all at the time. Because if
okay,
you didn't
well,
know that boy had a
let me ask you this question, cousin.
Finding out.
Let me ask you a couple of questions here, cousin, and I need just a yes or no. Do you know these people? Because you know a lot of people, so I'm gonna ask you:
right.
Do you know Amaritza Hernandez?
No.
Do you know Eric Carabello?
No.
Do you know Eric?
It sound like
Collazo?
Oh, who look like they the cartel?
I'm just shooting out names because you know there's a lot
know,
of people.
There's
a lot of people that go by aliases. There's a lot of people that go by aliases today. So I just want to be clear of, do you know Haiti, like Hayde, Haiti Carabello? Do you know her or him?
No. Never heard of nothing like that before in my life.
Well, do you know anybody from Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
Do have I know people from Cherry Hill?
Have you ever taken Mar to Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
No, I never took Mar to Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Okay. How about you guys ever take, I mean, because you guys spent a lot of time together, you know? So did you ever go to them to Kissimmee, Florida or Florida anywhere?
No.
Okay. No, I just wanted to ask you, cousin, because I know you know a lot of people. And this name Carabello is ringing a lot of bells. And it's ringing bells in a lot of different places of someone to be known. So I thought maybe you may have known who that could have been. But since you don't know them, I'll take you on your word for it. And I just want to say, I want to ask you this last question, and I'm going to let you go. But I want to ask you, because a lot of people ask me, and I just want to make sure I'm not going crazy.
Right.
With King Mirandez not being mentioned and only King Hill, and with you knowing now that King's birth name is Mirandez, would that make you wonder the credibility of the mother that never disclosed this information?
Man, the credibility of the mother always been 100% with me. It's never been about Tiana. The only reason they almost suit my dome about the babysitter that I know, that I could tell by her character that she was a good person and she wasn't going to hurt this boy, is that cops started saying, yeah, this is what they're doing and this is what he did. And when we started getting them rumors, I just said, well, damn, I ain't no police officer or no investigator. Maybe they know something I don't now, right? But she always been questioned. Every time she talked, she's questioned. Every time something being said, she's questioned. I never believed her. From day one, I never believed the brother. I think the brother, Cody, I guess that's why you don't hear from him like that no more. He's stupid. And he fell for it. And obviously, he didn't know. Or he going to act like he didn't know. And the city going to come down on both of them. Because I need that to be exposed. Took us through a lot of emotional things that I don't appreciate. And I feel like you played these games to get back at a man that ain't did a damn thing to you but help you. I ain't never had this man whooping your ass, knocking your head off, not helping you, not giving you nothing. This man was doing a job for you. But because females get mad about a man being with another female for some damn reason when he ain't even with you, you decide to do vindictive things. You mad now. A whole bunch of stuff came out. A whole bunch of lies that she said she didn't know the girl when she knew Tiana and she met her. Wow. This microwave prank pop up. Why he got to make up a lie about this girl used to take her around the corner? It makes sense to me. He only around the corner. My son with you? You around the corner? Kawinky dink? Yes. I believed it. Why would he make that up? How do you make that up? How would you know that? So, yes, she's questioning everything. Listen, but this is the thing. I don't know if y'all couldn't hear me before we end this off last time. I know it was a lot of static and a lot of things like that. But I just got to say, this girl owes everybody an explanation and an apology. But one thing is not going to happen to me. I don't have her going to jail. Yeah, she's going to be in trouble. Yeah, she's going to have to pay back some fines and some shit because she had a whole lot of stuff being paid for and searchings and different stuff going on. She don't know what she calls. It's like she called wolf, crowd wolf like a big dog, right? But because what I see in her, even though I know she's a lying, vindictive person, but I got to say one thing that I noticed, and, you know, I noticed I can read people good, right? It's almost like going into a strip club and seeing that some girls don't enjoy this shit and some girls do.
All right, you got like 30 more seconds, cousin.
30 more seconds. Well, this is what I'm going to say. This girl has mad issues. She has problems. She needs help more so than jail. And that's what it's all going to come down to. She's not going to go away. She has real issues, like serious issues. So I feel for her, and it's bad, but she needs to be exposed so she could get through her issues. That's how that should be.
Thank you so much, cousin. And as this case moves forward and we get more leads as to the real disappearance of King Mirandez, I'd like you to join us again.
I hope to join you again when we find out where he at, and I know he's alive. That's why I live my life the way I'm living, man. And I wish you luck on your show, and you're doing a great job. And I hope to hear more great topics, because we have a real heartbound city right here. There's plenty to talk about. And you enjoy your day, Mr. Miko.
Okay, thank you, cousin.
All right, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth, because I don't like to put words in other people's mouths. And I do have someone else that wants to come on this show at a later date in regards to King Hill. It is it's a family member of the Hill family. And unfortunately, I will have to block out their voice to disguise it, because they do not want to be publicly known. It's a distant relative, but they are a blood relative. So they want to come on and share some things about the family that the public does not know, and why reasons they would play such a game, if in fact this is a game. But they want to share their thoughts on it. And I respect that family member for even wanting to come forward. And our next show next week, please join me. The young girl, Miss Carter, 13 years old, that was, I won't say murdered. She was assassinated in Philadelphia, 13 years old. There's a lot to that story to tell. There's an ongoing investigation continuously. People have been contacting and trying to reach in to share input of who was there, who, what, when, where, and what happened to this young lady. But one big topic we will focus on is that this young lady was taken from our home. And we'll discuss by whom she was taken from and who did the taking. And we need to get real justice, because, you know, no one cares unless it directly affects your life. So sometimes you have to take off your shoes and put it into another parent's shoes to know that this is real out here. And it's a bitter world if you condemn a parent that loses a child. You know, people, be very mindful of the things you say about another parent. Because remember, we all have family members. We all have children. We all have to walk this life, and no one is exempt from anything. So be very mindful on condemning a parent that loses, that truly loses a child with an identical body that sits in a morgue. Okay? Be very mindful of how you address that parent. Funeral services for Libby Carter will be held on the 17th next week. We will be talking to the family members directly. They'll be on the show, because the media has posted some nasty things about this young lady that were false. And that's because they didn't know who she was. But I'm going to clear the air, and this show is confirmed, and we confirm everything that we talk about. So there's no he say, she say, they say. It's what I say. And believe you me, if I'm telling you, I've got receipts. I asked about those names. Hopefully someone out there will know the names or know the people, and maybe they can reach out to them, because I know I have, so we could get clarity on some things with King Mirandez. And I look forward to you guys joining me every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week, our show is going to be really good. We're going to jump into Libby Carter, and we're going to hopefully bring the person that did this to her to justice. They will serve their time in justice. Thank you for joining me. See you next week. Tommy Tor.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.